transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
My brothers and sisters, today is a beautiful day in our church. We remember a great saint. We remember St. John the theologian, the apostle, the evangelist. And it's interesting, as I mentioned in Greek, that even though today is Sunday, we did not hear a normal Sunday gospel lesson. Instead, the church gave to us this reading from the Gospel of John, which shows his closeness to God, God's love and devotion to his mother and to us, the church, but also just how true St. John was in his conveyance of the gospel, that we can trust him, that we can put our faith in the words of John the theologian. This is so important that even though today is Sunday, the church elevates this reading above the normal Sunday reading. And I always like to make sure we understand those things, because how the church celebrates these days gives us a glimpse of how the church understands these particular saints and what they have to offer us. St. John and his gospel doesn't just give us the story of Jesus Christ. He teaches us exactly who Jesus Christ was and is. And we remember this, if you think back to the night of Pascha, the beginning of the Gospel of John, when we come back inside for liturgy, the very first gospel reading we hear in the liturgy is from St. John's Gospel, en arhi ino logos, in the beginning was the Word. And from that very moment, St. John continues to teach us who Jesus Christ is. I wrote in your bulletins, Theology Matters was the title that I gave it. Because in today's world, who knows how many denominations? As of 2015, there were more than 45,000 denominations of Christianity. I'm guessing there's probably close to 50,000 today. 50,000 denominations of Christianity, all answering the question, who is Jesus Christ? It is impossible that 50,000 different answers can all be true. And so this morning, the church is reminding us that we can trust St. John. Because even in the gospel, as we heard at the very end of the gospel today, this is the disciple who testifies to these things, who wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. We can trust the words of St. John the theologian. In his gospel, he taught us that Christ is the light of the world. He taught us that Christ is the bread of life. He taught us, and the words, and he reminded us of the words of Christ, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. All of these true statements about God. It's not just up to us to determine who God is. God is the creator of all things. We are his creation. This much pretty much everyone accepts. But who is he as creator? When our friends ask us, you Orthodox, what do you believe? I'm telling you, people still think we believe in Zeus. You laugh, but it's true. You walk down the streets and they still don't know that we are Christians. What do you believe? They see the word Orthodox, maybe they think we're Jews. And so when our friends ask us, what do you believe as Christians? What do you say? The church has given you the answer. It's the creed, the pistevo. When someone asks us what we believe, that should be our first answer. I believe in one God, Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, etc., etc. For 1700 years, the church has given us this answer to enter into a conversation with our friends, to share the truth of Jesus Christ. Now, why is all this important? Jesus Christ is our Savior. He's come to rescue us from the pain and the suffering of this world. He's come to rescue us from death. So who he is important. What we believe about him makes a difference in how we live our life. And I just want to offer you one final reminder of comfort from God. And that is, at the beginning of this gospel that we heard today, we see Christ hanging on the cross. John was there. His mother was there. And the gospel says, when therefore Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, behold your mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home. My brothers and sisters, this is both comfort from the gospel and a good truth. Seeing his mother now all alone, God did not leave her by herself. He put her under the care of John the theologian, so she wasn't alone. He's done the same for us. God has not left us alone on the earth. We might feel alone sometimes as we're wandering through the deserts of life, but God has given us over to the church to take care of us. Just as he gave his mother to St. John, he has given us to the church. And we can trust the church to care for our souls and to love us as our mother. It gives us one final thing which I didn't mention in Greek. One of the big differences and I would say arguments that we have with our Protestant brothers and sisters. Many believe that the Panagia had other children. We, of course, believe her to be ever virgin. This gospel is proof that she had no other children. Because if she had children, Christ would not have had to worry about her being alone. It would have been against the law for him to give the Panagia to John if she had other children. So in our discussions with our friends, we turn to the Holy Scriptures, we turn to the Gospel of John, which has the truth. And we open up a conversation with our friends, not in a belligerent way. The Bible is not a weapon to beat somebody over the head with. It's a book that we can have a conversation with. But here we have that beautiful evidence and truth of God and His care and love for us. And of course, His mother. So I felt it was important this morning to share those few things, because we Orthodox tend to forget that the Scriptures are for our learning and for our faith and for our courage. So here's my challenge for you this week. I haven't given you a challenge in several weeks. Find the Bible in your house. Dust it off. And begin to read it. If you don't have one, buy one. If you like technology, use the app from the Archdiocese. But pick up your Bible and read it every day. And allow it to inspire you to live the relationship that God has for us. If you want to start with the readings of the day. You go to your Bible and you'll see this reading for today and that reading for tomorrow. And trust me when I tell you, once you start to read it, you may not want to put it down. Because we do our Stavro, we open the Word of God, and we allow our hearts to listen to Him and to guide us. And where do the Scriptures guide us? To the truth. And who is the truth? Jesus Christ is the truth. That's why truth matters. That's why theology matters. That's why the church matters.
Glory to God. Disciples as far as they could bear it.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.